Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Novel writers will tell you that there is no secret recipe for producing a best-selling page-turner. But many successful authors start with the ending and work backwards from there. They have a goal in mind, whether it's a happy ending or a shocking surprise, and the rest of the story builds toward that last chapter. As a believer in Christ, you already know how your life story will end. You will joyfully spend eternity in the glorious presence of God who loves you. But how do you, a sinner that has broken that same God's commandments, come to such a happy ending? In his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul reverse-engineers your story. You will be saved from the punishment you deserved through your faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who died in your place. You were led to call out to God for mercy, and He answered you for the sake of Jesus. But how did you know to call on Him? How did you learn that He was such a merciful God and that He offered full and free forgiveness? Someone, a family member, a friend, or a pastor, perhaps, shared with you the good news of what Christ has accomplished for all by His death on the cross. But that person who told you had to have been told by someone else, and so on. Your life story begins and ends with the love of God in Christ Jesus. He has arranged everything to happen in your life for the purpose of your salvation. The events that lead to your eternal life in heaven began long before you were born. Always remember in prayer those that God has used to bring you to know Him, and consider how God may be using you in someone else's life story. As you share what you know about Jesus with others, you become a vital character in the story of how that person also arrives at their happy ending. Lord Jesus, I thank you for sending gospel messengers into my life. Let me know the joy of revealing to others the not-so-secret ending of the story of your love. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.